The first thing that I left and applied to my teaching straight away was the work smarter and not harder motto.
Yeah.
I was the type of teacher who would create all my own resources, my own lessons, and it was very time consuming. So by learning through that motto that you don't need to do that.
Welcome to Rainbow Skies for New Teachers, where we're all about bite-sized tips and simple strategies for bright and busy new teachers.
If you're in your first few years of your career and want to make the rollercoaster ride of teaching more fun, streamlined and stress-free, you're in the right place.
We're Ashley and Alicia, the dynamic duo from Rainbow Sky Creations, and we're excited to be your teacher mentors on the go. There are rainbows ahead, my friend.
And together, we're unstoppable. Let's get into today's episode.
Rainbow Sky Creations acknowledges the traditional owners of the land we have recorded this podcast on, the Dharawal and Whadjuk Noongar people. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures.
This episode is brought to you by Amplify Music Education. Sign up for your free trial today at amplifymusiceducation.com.au. What is the key to success as a beginning teacher? Well, today we are talking with Vanessa, and she strongly feels that asking for help is going to propel you forward to become the confident first-year teacher that you want to be. And side note, we agree. It isn't always easy asking for help, but as Vanessa says, progress is the goal, and getting the support we need is a much quicker way to get closer to that goal. Vanessa sees any challenge that she has faced so far in her teaching degree as an adventure, and we love this mindset. She talks about how the beginning of her career was memorable, rewarding, and eye-opening. She talks about how she develops relationships with her students and deals with behavior as a casual teacher, plus some of her favorite go-to resources. Don't worry, we have linked them all below. If you are a new teacher, a casual teacher, or just a teacher that is looking for a little confidence, don't skip past this episode.
I would like to extend a warm welcome to Vanessa to the Rainbow Skies for New Teachers podcast. Welcome to you.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming along. We love listening to other teachers' stories here at the podcast, and I know our listeners really love it too. So before we dive into the nitty gritty, tell us, how long have you been teaching, Vanessa, and where in Australia are you located?
Well, since graduating in 2022, I've been teaching for 1 year and I'm located in Sydney, New South Wales.
Awesome. Just like me, we're Sydney gals. So why did you become a teacher, Vanessa? You're only new at it. Are you glad that you stuck with it through a uni degree? And do you still have the same reason as to why you wanted to become a teacher before as to now?
Yeah. So I loved uni. The experience I had at uni was amazing with all the prac. I've always wanted to be a teacher. I just love rewarding the job is, and you're making a difference in students' lives, which is amazing. You're literally shaping their future, which is amazing.
You are. I feel like sometimes when you're in the classroom, it's kind of hard to see that. Sometimes you lose sight of the fact that you are making such a huge impact in the lives of little people that grow up to be citizens in our community. But you are absolutely right. And I'm so excited to hear that you still feel that way after being in the classroom for the last year.
Yeah. Definitely. It's been really rewarding. Just seeing the students grow and learn is really, really the main reason why I chose to be a teacher. I've always loved working with kids, and yeah, it's everything I've always wanted to do.
Yeah, it's an awesome job, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is.
Whenever I speak to people and they say, oh, I'm studying to become a teacher, I just say to them, you're going to have so much fun. It is a really great job. It definitely comes with its challenges, but it is also a really fun, rewarding job. And working with young people, no day is ever the same. And Alicia, the other half of Rainbow Sky, that's one of the things she loves the most about teaching, is that things are always changing and you're always on your toes, and it's a lot of fun. So talking about challenges, I know you were thrown a little bit in the deep end last year. So tell us about that job that you took over last year.
So term four of last year, I took on a full-time position as a kindergarten and year one teacher. This was my first time ever going into a school as a full-time teacher, which was already a challenge from the start. Not knowing anything about the kids or their learning levels was challenging, but I saw it as the new adventure, which was to get in there and just learn new things. I took it as an experience. It was challenging in terms of being thrown standardized tests I was meant to do and not knowing anything about how this works, first of all. I did try to seek out advice from leadership, which wasn't very helpful because they always tried to brush it to the side. But I did find another TD at the school that was really willing to help me and explain everything to me, which was amazing. And I'd end up doing the test and answered everything that was needed to be done. It was a good experience in the end.
So full disclosure, Vanessa is a part of Transform Your First Year's our membership, Tiffy. And we had quite a few private conversations about this challenge that she was told what she had to do, but didn't know exactly the tools, the resources, what to do, when to do it, how to fit it all in. And I've been on that other side of the coin, being in leadership in a school. And there is so much being thrown at you as a leader that I'm not surprised that you were kind of brushed aside, even though they shouldn't. They feel like, oh, you know, you're fine. And they don't think about the fact that you're only new and you might not know where this and that is. And even as an experienced teacher, you might go into a school and have new things come up and you're not sure where to go. But we spoke about that strategy of finding someone that you can really trust in your school that will be able to help you. And you did exactly that. And you found that that person was super helpful. So I'm so glad that you found that person that was like a confidant, almost like an in-school mentor. They don't have to be on leadership. They don't even have to be teaching the same grade as you, just somebody that you connect with.
That's right. Yeah, definitely. And this teacher was really helpful. She showed me everything I needed to do, which was amazing. And as a beginning teacher and stepping from casual teaching to full-time, it was a big difference. Yeah, I guess they thought I knew what to do, but I did it.
Yeah. And I think that that's totally fine to feel like I actually don't know exactly what I'm doing here. I mean, I started teaching, I think 18 years ago now, and I remember what it was like it was yesterday. So if a new teacher comes to me and asks me a question, I want to help them because I remember what it was like. And I think generally so many teachers out there do feel that way.
Yeah, there's always teachers, no matter what school you go to, there's always those helpful ones who want you to ask questions and ask for help, even though it might be scary and I'm still learning to do that more. Especially casual, going into schools that I have no idea what is going on routine-wise can be scary to ask for help, but I'm learning to do that a lot more.
Yeah, it's actually the smart decision, asking for help, even though it does seem scary. All of the hardest things in life are scary. But the best learning, they say, comes from outside your comfort zone. So you are absolutely correct. So you taught kindergarten year one class or composite class. What year are you teaching this year?
This year, I'm continuing as a casual teacher. I'm also taking on an intervention role, one of my local schools, a new adventure for me.
Wow. So you've done a big block last year. You did some casual teaching last year. This year, you're doing some intervention and some casual teaching.
That's right.
That is amazing. So you're getting to try all these different things as a part of a school and to see what you like. I love that because I think as new teachers too, you pick up so many little nuggets of goodness to put in your toolkit.
Yes, definitely. I think for myself, I didn't do the casual teaching and I just went straight from uni to full-time. I think I wouldn't have gained as much experience as I have, which I'm really glad that I've done what I've done.
Yeah, for sure. So last year being your first year as a teacher, casual, and you took on that large block, can you describe your first year in 3 words? How was it for you?
I would say that my first year has been memorable, rewarding, but also eye-opening. Through casual teaching, I've had to deal with a lot more challenges and dealing with behavior management, which is one of my worries going into the profession. You learn so much. Very eye-opening in terms of what a teacher does on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, and being a casual teacher is really a different set of skills to be a classroom teacher as well. I haven't done a huge amount of casual teaching in my career and I find it really difficult.
Yeah.
In comparison to being a mainstream classroom teacher, I feel like that's like riding a bike. I can do that really easily. But when I go in to be a casual teacher, I did a day last year and look, it wasn't the most difficult day of my life, but my brain was really on the entire time. Like I really was on trying to think of what I needed to do, what next, making sure that everyone felt safe and comfortable and we were still getting the work done and that the kids would come back to the teacher tomorrow and be happy and have learned something. So
yeah.
I really take my hat off to casual teachers because we all need these different roles in the school in order for it to work. Being a new casual teacher, you mentioned worries about behavior management. Are there any tricks or anything that you've learned along the way that you could share with us?
Definitely. So from taking on the full-time position last year, I've learned that you really need to build relationships with the students teaching. It's all about getting to know them and their interests. I had a student who disliked any form of work, and when you would ask this student to do any work, he would get upset. So what I decided to do was create a space in the classroom where he would go to if he was feeling upset, just to calm down and regulate, where he had all these sensory play materials and reading materials, which I found out that he really loved. And it really helped in changing that behavior. I also, in terms of behavior management on casual days, I also tried to ask for advice and ask questions to the teachers at the school when I came across students that were a bit challenging, and they were really helpful and it helped a lot.
That's great. Again, asking for help and for that support, because teaching really is a team sport. You're a part of a team with your colleagues and you're a part of a team with the class that's there in front of you as well. I really like that. Did you do a lot of your casual teaching in the same school or were you in different schools?
I took on casual teaching at 3 different schools in my area, and it did get challenging in terms of getting to know all the students and their names, their interests. But in terms of, yeah, into them, it was a bit harder.
Do you have a favourite year level that you'd like to casual teach on? I'm really interested to know.
Yeah, from my experience, year 2 and year 3 are the ones that I love the most. Kindy, I do love them as well, but a sweet spot for kindergarten. But that's probably the child I work with, with teaching kindergarten, the special schools, the little year.
Yeah, especially as a casual teacher, because they're always bossing you around saying, we don't do it that way. My Mrs. Such and Such doesn't like this.
Yes, they're very set in their routine, definitely.
They are, and routine makes your life as a teacher so much easier, but as a casual teacher coming in trying to work out the routine, it can be quite tricky.
That's right, yeah.
I love that grade 2, grade 3 age group as well. My son is actually in that age group at the moment, and even at home, it's just the best. They want to learn. They're just gorgeous. They listen to you. It's fabulous.
Yes, definitely.
So can you tell us about a particular problem or worry that you may have had last year during your first year and perhaps how you overcame it?
Yeah. So going into the teaching profession as a casual, my main worry was behavior management, especially going from school to school. It is more difficult. I overcame this, I think I mentioned it a little earlier, but asking questions, asking for support at the schools I was at, and trying, even though I was at the school as a casual for a day or two, just trying to get to know the students, what they like. Also, following the school's behavior management policy, that helped a lot, and the kids knew exactly what it was, and it helped me, yeah.
Did you have a spot for someone who told you about this policy that the school was running?
Yes. Usually it was the assistant principal at the schools I was at, and they would usually manage through all the procedures and all the regulations of the school.
And how did you remember it all? You know when someone's just vomiting all this information out at you and you're like, hang on a second, I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah. Well, I had a notebook that would jot down all the important things, and that would help me throughout the day. And if I went back to the school, I could revert back to that.
That's fabulous. I ask that because it might seem obvious to you, but there's probably teachers out there that go, oh, that's an amazing idea.
Yeah.
In my early years of study and first few years of teaching, I actually had a notebook that I would write down great ideas when I saw them. And that was all the notebook was for. So I went over to England to visit my cousin, and she was teaching in a primary school classroom at the time. And she said, come on in. And there was lots of loads of different ideas. It was a school that was a little bit alternative. So I found out lots of great ideas and I jotted them down in the notebook. And then as I started my first years of teaching, I jotted down ideas, and I still have that notebook and I still refer back to it because I think, oh, that's right, I remember that, and I can redo it now. So a notebook to write down key bits of information that you need, or something for inspiration if you're that sort of person, is also a great idea. So also along the lines of casual teaching, was work always left for you? And what did you do if you got content, so lessons that you didn't quite know what to do or how to teach it? Because that's normal, you guys, if you get there and you're like, I'm not really sure what to do with this lesson.
I usually would get to school around 40 minutes before school started, just so I could familiarize myself with what I was teaching, any students who needed extra support. But in terms of that, I didn't know what I was teaching, and I did have to look into it a little bit more and ask also the teacher next door what it was all about. Yeah, there's always someone there to help you.
Yeah, good old Google is your friend. So you can Google something and find out the answer to it or the best way to teach it. You don't have to just fly by the seat of your pants. It's really great to know what you need to teach in advance and showing up and jotting through and making sure you know what's to come so you can check that out or ask the teacher next door. That is a really good idea. Was work always left for you, or did you ever get left and think, I've got to sort of plan for the whole day for these students?
Usually in the Catholic school that I've been teaching at, work is always left. There's never a time that I've had to create my own lessons or get my own resources. Everything's usually there. And usually it's a lot more than what you could cover in one day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, usually for me, yeah.
I would say that was one of the mistakes I made as a teacher. I worked in the Catholic system too. And as I got into leadership, I'd have more and more days out of the classroom and have to plan for casual teachers. And I always left so much work. And they would have been so stressed. I just wish I left less for them to be able to have a little bit more fun with the kids. But that's just a side note. Do you ever take lessons or have any backups just in case you need to fill in some time?
Yeah, I do. I usually do take the number of the day resources from TP. They have been really good to use. I've used them a few times and the students have loved them. Yeah, usually just a few like colouring resources or things like that, especially for the younger grades.
Yeah, fabulous. Even just something to have as a fast finisher. We actually have a free version of that number of the day, so I will pop that in the show notes. That would be my number one suggestion to casual teachers, is just have a copy of that. It's a great maths lesson that the kids can go off and do. They can even do it as a fast finisher, and they usually really enjoy it as well. So we'll pop the free link to number of the day in the show notes. So you mentioned Tiffy, which is our little nickname for Transform Your First Years. You're a part of the membership. Why did you join the membership? You're a casual teacher. We know we have lots of full-time teachers in there. So this is great that we've got a casual teacher's perspective.
Yeah. So I decided to join the membership, I would say around the beginning of M3 of last year. I was just about to start a 4-week block on a Year 3 class. And I was just looking for some advice, some tips, as a practical resource that I could use with this class that I was about to start teaching.
Okay, and once you joined, what was the first thing that you discovered or learned or used?
The first thing that I learned and applied to my teaching straight away was the work smarter and not harder motto.
Yeah.
yeah. I was the type of teacher who would create all my own resources, my own lessons, and it was very time consuming. So by learning through that motto that you don't need to do that. So when I went on to teaching full time in Term 4, I used all the resources and lessons available to me, which made my life easier, and it was much quicker to plan with my lessons and the things I was about to teach the kids. And it also meant that I had more time to spend with my students, and I make sure that they were happy and also progressing academically, which was a win for both of us.
I love that so much. The teaching resources were really that key for you. And as we go on, the more those resources are building as well. So you'd be able to go to the literacy section and find what you need, or the numeracy section, the math section, and find what you need there. And we've also got social emotional learning and some things with special events and stuff too, which is really great. And even if you switch grades, you've got that there at your fingertips, so you can print it off and use it straight away, which is some of the things that we find the hardest, is actually searching for the ideas, finding it. Then you have to implement it, print it, organize it. Then you have to teach the lesson. Like, it's quite a process. And Alicia and I tried to take out that hard work of the process for our teachers. So that is amazing that that's one of the things that you use the most.
Yes. And I also use the get organized checklist a lot in my full-time role.
Okay.
That really helped a lot with getting organized and made me really productive, which was amazing.
So the get organized checklist, we've got a million checklists inside Tippy, a whole bank of them that you can use if you're a checklist person. But the get organized checklist is actually free on our blog. So I will drop that link in the show notes as well if people want to go and check that out and get organized. That really is a checklist for when you're in the middle of the school year and you're thinking, I'm overwhelmed. What am I going to do? It's like a refresh, a little rebrand for the middle of the year.
Yeah. It was really helpful.
So if someone came to you and they were thinking about joining Tiffy, what would you say to them?
I would say to anyone wanting to join the membership to do it. Ashley and Alicia are amazing mentors, and the support they provide their members is beyond generous. I would also say that the resources inside the membership are so valuable and practical, and they've made my casual days really, really easy. And I've also used some of the resources and the kids have loved them, which which is really good.
Yeah, that's what you want. You want stuff that your students are actually enjoying. It's no point in having a whole heap of resources that are boring or that the kids don't want to do.
Right, yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much for saying that. We really appreciate it. We try and put our heart and soul into Tippi, and we really want to be there to support new teachers. We don't want any new teachers out there to feel like they're walking the road alone, because it can be really overwhelming and daunting, and it can be lonely, especially if you're the only new teacher in the school and everyone's been doing it for a while.
Yeah, it can be scary going into school and you're new and you're not sure what how things run or what you're meant to do. But yeah, asking questions is the main thing that I would suggest. Yeah, even though it can be scary.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have any parting words of wisdom for new teachers before we wrap this up?
Yeah, so as a beginning teacher myself and from the experience I have so far, I would say take any challenge as a new teacher. I know that can be scary, but it's really rewarding. I would also say perfection does not exist in the profession. Nothing and no one is perfect, and sometimes things don't go to plan, and that's okay. Perfection is not the goal. Progress is, and I've definitely learned that in 2023. I would also say, don't give up. No matter what problems or challenges that may come your way, there is always a solution, and there's always someone there to help you. Like I've said throughout this podcast, ask questions and ask for help. There is always someone at the school you're at that is willing to help you and to assist you. You're never alone. And I would say last, enjoy the process. Teaching and being an educator is such an amazing and rewarding process, and ultimately you are shaping the future, which is so special.
Oh, I love all of that. That is really wise. You're so right. There is no such thing as perfection, and being a teacher is always an evolving, I don't want to use the word journey, but it is an evolving process. You are absolutely spot on there. You can't come out of uni fresh and be the most brilliant teacher that ever lived. You're not going to be 30 years out of uni and being the most brilliant teacher ever lived either. We're always learning. We're always evolving. New students, and they're little humans, so things are always changing. There's never going to be a class that's exactly the same. You're going to have some classes that challenge you in other ways than other classes. I remember I've been teaching for about 10 or so years, and I had a class that they never answered any questions. There was one child, and he was the only one that ever answered any questions that I ever asked the class. Like, this class was mute. They were silent. It was great for management. I never had to tell them to stop talking or anything like that. But the lessons were like, it was always like dragging blood out of a stone. And I'd never experienced that before, and I've never experienced it since. So things are always changing. It's never going to be the same, but that's one of the wonderful things about it.
That's right. And you're always learning. As a teacher, you're always learning and growing yourself. And that's the most beautiful thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing some of your journey, but also some really great tips and tricks for casual teachers and how that they can go in with confidence, some little strategies that they can use, like asking for help, finding somebody on staff that they can answer those questions. It's really fabulous. We have got a free guide for casual teachers that I'll put in the show notes too. We've got a lot of things listing up in the show notes now, but I'll put that down there in case there's any casual teachers out there that would like to get a bit more information. So tell me, Vanessa, if people want to contact you after this interview, how can they do that?
Yeah, sure. You can connect with me on Instagram, and my handle is _VanessaBakram.
Perfect. I will also put that in the show notes. And if you want to go and check her out and send her a message, I'm sure she'd be more than happy to answer any questions that come your way.
Definitely. Always happy to help.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for being such a valued member of Tippi, our little baby, our membership. That's our little baby. If you are interested in Transform Your First Years, please come and join us. The doors are open, so you can come and join us at any time. If you're starting to feel a little bit overwhelmed, or you need that little bit of extra help, or you think, oh, those checklists sound like gold, please come and join us. The link to that is in the show notes. Or Vanessa and I actually did this when you joined Tippi. She sent me some DMs on Instagram, and it's actually us at the end of those DMs. And she was asking like whether it would be suitable for her. She was telling me a little bit about her story. So if that is you and you think, I'd like to know a little bit more about whether it's going to be right for me, just send us a DM or send us an email, and we're more than happy to help. We don't say to everybody, yes, it's right for you. If it's not going to be right for you, we will let you know that. So our DMs, our emails are always open to answer those questions and to get you the help and that support that you really, really need. Thank you so much, Vanessa. We will see you inside Transform Your First Youth, our Facebook group. And thank you so much for generously giving up your time today.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
We love so much that teachers are willing to come on and share their stories with us here at Rainbow Skies for New Teachers. It's always so good to hear from different perspectives, especially from Vanessa, who did casual teaching for that first year and is going to do another year of casual teaching this year, as well as her intervention role. So thank you so much, Vanessa, for sharing everything that you did with us. It's really great to hear different teachers and the different sorts of things that they are doing in their first years of teaching. If you are a casual teacher or you're starting out to be one, don't forget we have got that freebie in our show notes. And also don't forget that the doors to Transform Your First Years are always open if you feel like you need that extra support and that extra help. As Vanessa said, asking for help is vital in your first year. It can be someone at your school, it can be someone that you may have gone to university with, or it can be someone online like Alicia and I. We like to say we are the mentors in your pocket and we're here to support and help you if you need it. No one needs to be riding that struggle bus or feeling like they are suffering alone, because your first year of teaching really can be an enjoyable time.
This episode is brought to you by Amplify Music Education. Sign up for your free trial today at amplifymusiceducation.com.au.
So thank you so much for joining us and having us in your ears. As always, it is so appreciated. You could be listening to any podcast and you have chosen to listen to us. So for that, we thank you. Until next week, everybody, there are rainbows ahead and together we are unstoppable.